All right. Hold on. Let me make sure this is... It's not. Oh, I caught it. I caught it, Colin.
Pretty much every time.
Oh, I caught it, Colin. Right at the start of the show, we got started, and I almost started recording the whole episode on the fucking laptop mic, but I did it. I did it. This is my highest achievement of all time. First of all, I want to apologize for all the mouse clicks from last week. I didn't realize they were so audible until I listened back to the podcast. It won't happen ever again until we record on Discord next time, and then it'll definitely happen again. Because it's
he also wants to apologize for all the Cheeto crunching.
I don't want to apologize for that at all. These are delicious.
Right?
God damn, we are the worst. We are the worst podcast.
We're not, though.
That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that we are not the worst podcast. Mm-hmm. Welcome, speaking of, the worst welcome to the worst podcast, The Loud Neighbors.
Yep.
I'm Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
That's me. I got Cheeto fingers.
Did you notice... Just right off the bat, Colin, did you notice my new hardware in the bathroom?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. Colin, I put in a bidet.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I didn't walk over to the toilet.
Oh, my God. Do you know how much I love, like, I look forward to my morning shits now?
Really?
It's the highlight of my day.
Nice.
Bro, I cannot express to you how much better it feels to get off the toilet with a fucking clean asshole.
Okay.
Like, I've been using wet wipes for years, and that helps. That's better than just toilet paper. Mm-hmm. But just a nice little spritz of water right up your asshole to clean it all off, it'll change your fucking life.
So you're saying you're gay?
Sure. If having a clean asshole makes me gay, you can put all the cocks in my mouth. You can call me a cocksmith.
Okay.
Bro, get one. I'm not even kidding. $30 on Amazon. $30 on Amazon. It hooks right up into the fucking, like, it's got a little T, like a little T valve that fucking goes, it hooks to the bottom of the toilet there, mm-hmm. and then goes into the wall and then into the fucking bidet. The one I got has like three settings. It's got a bum wash, feminine cleaning, and then the middle setting is just nozzle wash. It just sprays water straight down to clean the nozzles off. Pressure, you know, there's the fucking turn knob, so you can just high pressure, low pressure cleaning. Ah.
Okay.
It's wonderful, Colin.
Hmm.
Wonderful.
Interesting.
Yeah. I recommend it.
Okay.
I don't know. I've been thinking about getting a bidet for a long time, just because, you know, why wouldn't you? Why aren't they standard, I guess, is my question.
Because America?
Yeah, we're stupid. Turns out we're stupid.
We want to keep forcing us to buy toilet paper?
This revelation makes me want to try out the metric system when I realize how dumb we are for not using bidets. But yeah, let me tell you, brother. So I was talking to Kenny about it the other day, and I'm like, oh, he said something about, like, he was staying with his parents and he didn't have a bidet there. I'm like, so how is that? He's like, bro, get one. Don't even hesitate. Like, don't even fuck around with a heated one. It doesn't matter. And he's right. The cool water is.
Oh, that's what I kind of wanted, a heated one.
You know what? I always thought that too, and that's always kind of why I put it off and put it off. It doesn't make a difference.
Why? Have you tried a heated one?
No, but yeah. It's not uncomfortable is what I'm saying. Oh, gotcha. Like, it's not like you're standing under a freezing cold shower raining on your whole head. It's just one little spritz at your asshole. So it doesn't like it doesn't feel cold. It just feels like water. It's like washing your hands in just faucet water. Not even.
Hmm.
It's fine.
Interesting.
It's fine. And then you don't have to fuck around with tapping into your sink. Hot water sink and fucking with all that shit. It's just nice and simple and easy. Get a nice refreshing ass cleaning every time you poop.
So what do you do about drying?
Just a little bit of toilet paper and dry it up.
Okay.
Just use a fraction of the toilet paper you used to use to dry it up.
Okay.
It's great.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll give one a try.
I think I might get my dad one for Father's Day. It's going to be my big Father's Day gift to him, his plumbing work.
Yeah.
Boy, I put it on and like my plumbing behind my toilet's kind of, you know,
questionable
to begin
with. Like everything in this house.
Sure. And so I get it all strapped together and it's leaking a little bit. I'm like, oh no, what have I done? So I had to go buy a bunch of new fucking, basically what the problem ended up being. So the way it works, you got your toilet, you got a section on your toilet where you got a little pipe that comes out the wall with the on off valve and just like a flexi hose that plugs right into the bottom of your toilet. And that's where your toilet water comes from. Well, this thing is a T pipe that screws onto the bottom of the toilet there. And then you screw that hose onto the bottom of it. And then the hose that goes to the bidet out of the T junction on the front. Now, the problem was my flex pipe out of the wall was exactly the length from the wall to the bottom of the toilet. So not long enough to flex. So it was like putting a bunch of fucking like rubber band pressure onto the T valve, and that was causing my leaks. So I just went and bought like a foot long flex valve, and so there's plenty of room to, you know, flex it. So now that pressure's released. I had paper towels under there for like 3 days looking for leaks. Not a drip.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's nice.
$30 doesn't sound bad.
No, I think it was like, yeah, it was like $36, I think, was how much it was.
Never mind. That's too expensive.
It was, well, because I seem to remember every time I've looked at them before, they were like in the hundreds.
There are definitely ones like that.
And I'm like,
those are the fancy ones that like light your toilet up. And
I mean, you can get like just a toilet light for like fucking $12 on Amazon. So you could like build all this contraption yourself. I don't.
Who needs a fucking toilet light?
Look, sometimes you get up at fucking 4 a.m. to take a leak.
Night lights are for.
I don't have any night lights.
Oh, it's weird.
I mean, it's just a night light in your toilet.
I know. I don't know. It's just, it's weird to me putting that kind of stuff in your toilet.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting pissed and.
Yeah, shit on.
Poop splatters on it.
I haven't done it. I don't think I would do it. Maybe in the basement when I fucking. If I ever get to remodeling that bathroom down there.
Oh, yeah.
My problem with putting a nightlight in the bathroom is there's only one outlet in that bathroom, and it is right above the toilet, but it's behind the cabinet in there, kind of. So I don't think it would do much good.
Yeah. Yeah, I picked up these nightlights. Every time I go to IKEA now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just eat on the fucking mic.
No, I'm not going to eat on the mic.
Do it.
Not after last week, buddy.
IKEA has these little puck night lights are fucking great. You plug them in, turn off the light, they come on. Turn on the light, they go off. Fucking awesome. Right. And they're like bright as shit too.
So I'll have to check them out.
Every time I go there, I grab a couple.
Grab me one. How much are they?
Like $4 or $5.
Yeah, grab me one and I'll pay you back. And I'll stick it in there and see if that works for me.
Okay.
That'd be nice. Speaking of things you got me, there's a shirt laying on here that it is a Weyland Yutani Corp Building Better Worlds logo shirt. For anybody who doesn't know, Weyland Yutani is the evil corporation in Alien.
Yeah, so I bought that like last summer or something, and I remember you commented. I've worn it once.
Oh,
and I'm like, I'm just gonna give this to Trevor.
Cool.
I don't wear it, so
I'll wear it all the time because.
Because
I like aliens.
Yeah. So I figured you'd appreciate that.
I will appreciate
more
that.
More than
I'll appreciate it to work tonight.
Good. Nice.
Thank you, Colin.
You're welcome. Awesome bar. A copy of Star Trek Galactic Enterprises.
So Colin has this tabletop game he wants me. It looks like a card game of some kind.
Yeah.
Based on the Ferengi rules of acquisition. Designed by Christopher Bollinger. Oh, it's a WizKids game. I will read the rules, and we will play sometime.
Yeah. That'd be fun. I started reading through them, and I kind of don't remember them now, but if I saw them again, I'd...
Well, I like reading. Like, it's part of why I collect so many board games, other than just I like collecting things with miniatures, is that I actually really like reading rule books.
Right.
Which is something I discovered a couple years ago when I got that mouse guard RPG rulebook. That is a game I will never play because it mm-hmm. sounds atrocious. But sure. reading through the entire fucking rulebook was just a pleasant experience for me.
Okay.
Don't know.
So this week, I was I did some things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, I know you never got into the show Top Gear, right?
No. I don't care about... I'm not a car person.
So, the thing with that show is, like, the most entertaining parts weren't, like, the supercars. It was, like, the fucking challenges and shit those guys would do.
Oh, I was gonna say, it was the racism, right?
No. And there's a series on Amazon Prime now called Ambitious But Rubbish.
Okay.
And it's just a collection of those like skits they did, those challenges.
All right.
So like the one where they tried to build the perfect electric car and it's just this fucking boxy pile of shit that goes like 3 miles an hour. It's fucking hysterical. And I think you should watch it. It would be the perfect, It's like the perfect, not primer, but it encapsulates what's great about that show. All
right.
And doesn't include all the fucking other shit. Because, like, I knew people like the star in a reasonably priced car, whatever. Like, sometimes the interviews were kind of entertaining, but overall, it was just like, whatever. I don't give a fuck about most of these. I don't know who most of these people are because it's a British show.
Right. I think Billy Piper was on an episode once.
She was.
In a like a see-through shirt.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like all their, you know, reviewing fucking $300,000 cars. You're like, I just don't care that much because I'll never drive one of these. I never even see them.
I don't care about cars, period. I have never been like, I drive a Ford Focus. Before that, I drove a Ford Escort.
I appreciate cars.
And before I drove a fucking Tempo. So.
I think the engineering that goes into some of these cars is fascinating, you know. But overall, I'm just like, I don't get all Tool Time Tim Allen on it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I see a Ford Pinto driving down the street, I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
A Ford Pinto still exists.
But like one of the challenges they did, there's a problem. People in Britain like to go on caravan holidays.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
do it for a caravan.
Can't. Yeah. But they were talking about it and they're like, well, most of the caravans are made in America and they're huge.
Yeah.
Because Americans have large roads.
Yeah.
Britain's got a lot of really small roads.
Yeah.
So they were trying, they had a challenge to make their own camping holiday caravans.
Nice.
And Jeremy, the big one, decided to make a 3-story like block home out of a fucking Citroen.
That's funny.
It was fucking great. The thing is gigantic. Like, can barely pull under fucking gas awnings.
Yeah, I feel like a brisk wind would just knock it right over. Okay. Okay. I mean, sometimes I get along semi-trailers on a heavy, windy day, and I'm like, I don't want to be here. That's this funny. Is going to get
He's
bad.
He's driving along. It's fucking swaying on the interstate. It's fucking great. So I highly recommend that.
All right.
Well, I finished that series last night, and then the next recommended was a show called Truth Seekers.
Oh. Are they seeking the truth?
Yes.
About?
Paranormal.
Yeah, the best. I fucking hate... I used to love Ghost Hunters. Was that the one with the bald guy?
I don't remember.
God, those shows are dumb. Where they basically like be camped out in a place, like look, and they just like they dub in all of these like scary noises over it.
But the thing about this show is it's a work of fiction. It's not like a reality show.
Oh,
starring Nick Frost.
Okay, I don't know who that is. Oh, is he the fat guy from?
Shaun of the Dead.
From Shaun of the Dead. Okay.
His boss is Simon Pegg. He's a cable installer who
all right.
twilights as a paranormal investigator.
Boy, I'm all in on this. What was it called?
Truth Seekers.
Truth Seekers.
One season. It's on Amazon Prime. His dad is played by Malcolm McDowell and is fucking fantastic.
I love Malcolm McDowell.
It's fucking great.
I don't know. Hold on. For some reason, Cortana is popping up on this laptop.
Hi, I'm Cortana.
Fuck off, Cortana. I love Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah. Well, he's good in this show. Like, really good.
Let me tell you. As a kid, I really loved the movie...
A Clockwork Orange. Orange.
I don't know if I could watch it.
It's still good.
I'm sure the movie is fantastic. My sensibilities and tolerance for...
Certain things. Ah, gotcha.
Are zero these days.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know if I could watch a lot of that movie without just, like, feeling like shit.
Hmm.
Which is probably the intention.
I mean, yeah, that's sort of that's kind of what they gave him. That's the treatment they gave him.
Yeah. But, you know, as an edgy teenager, it didn't mean shit to me, but I don't think I could stomach it the way I used to.
I don't know.
But that movie is a fucking work of art.
It is. It's my favorite Kubrick movie.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Well,
I mean, there's
Doctor Strangelove is pretty fucking good.
Well, yeah, it's a good movie. What was the other one he did that? The Shining's good.
The Shining is a fucking classic. I get why some people wouldn't like The Shining.
Yeah.
Because it's slow and plodding and yeah, but...
I think the world he created, though, well, I guess the author also, but the world he created in that movie...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. There's something about it that just fucking... I love this dystopian future that is not the future.
Yeah.
But it's just... It's fucking beautiful.
In Clockwork Orange?
Yes.
Like the dystopian 1970s future?
Yes.
England?
Yes.
Where it's just... Everybody just kind of lives in a shithole?
Yeah. The Moloko milk bar?
Yeah.
Where they drink milk plus?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's great. Also, I like the style... Like, if I could get away with just wearing all white with suspenders and a fucking giant cod piece.
Yeah. My favorite part, my favorite part of the movie is the soundtrack.
Yeah, it's great.
The score is fucking beautiful.
I mean, that's pretty, Kubrick's scores are all.
Yeah, but this one, I mean, because he used Wendy Carlos, who performed a lot of classical music on a Moog synthesizer.
Yeah.
So it's got it's all classical music, but it's
mostly Beethoven, but like,
it's yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Techno.
Fuck. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's great.
That fucking soundtrack is a work of art.
Yeah.
It is top five all time for me.
That's fair.
Yeah. So
no arguments.
So yeah. But yeah, watch Truth Seekers. It's fucking great.
Also watch A Clockwork Orange, but trigger warning.
Also great. Yes, trigger warning. And then I didn't really do anything else. I played a lot of Bloodstained.
Yeah, still playing that? How is it? Still great?
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to go buy my own copy of it. That's how great it is.
Oh, you borrowing a copy?
Yeah, my brother-in-law let me borrow it.
Got it.
He's like, oh yeah, you should try that. I was like, oh, I've been wanting to try that. And now I'm 60% into the game after like a week and a half. And I was like, yep, I think I should just own this.
Yeah. Will you move your mic in a little bit? I don't know what's going on, but sometimes you're like, I mean, it'll come fine once I levelate it. But
I like this.
That's actually way better, yes.
That's how I like this. My lips are on the thing.
I mean, you don't have to be an idiot, but actually you sound way better now. I know you're being an asshole. But
do you know that? How would you possibly have surmised that?
I played a board game last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
I played my Godzilla Tokyo Clash game.
Played some Gojira game. Oh, speaking of Godzilla... I watched the King Kong movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Escape from Skull Island Skull Island.
Yeah,
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Why didn't they promote that movie better?
I remember seeing trailers for it.
I do too, and I remember them not being that interesting.
I remember I wanted to see it real bad just because of John Goodman.
But yeah.
I think the problem was even in 2016, even 10 years later, that fucking Jack Black movie. Left such a bad taste in everybody's mouth that everybody's like, fuck King Kong.
That movie was boring. It was like 7 hours long.
It was, yeah, it was 2 weeks long.
And it didn't have Samuel L. Jackson, so who cares?
And it had Jack Black as a, like, it was a semi, it was a serious movie with Jack Black as the lead.
Now, look, I like Jack Black.
I know you do.
But, and I've seen him. No, I haven't. I've never seen him in a serious role where I was like, he's a great goofy guy.
Yeah. He's fine as a goofy sidekick, mm-hmm. or I guess you could maybe make a leading goofy role for him.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because he's like, yeah.
Because he's silly and he's funny.
Yeah.
But.
Although I have to say, now that he's like in his 50s, not that funny.
No, I mean.
Like, there's a point in your life where you just kind of need to grow up.
We're doing Adam Sandler impressions isn't funny anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, people will share his like Instagram videos. I'm like, this isn't funny. You know who it reminds me of?
Who?
You know who it reminds me of?
He's always reminded me of him.
Oh my God. But like, I don't know. Well, I think also part of it now I'm just like, oh God, he probably just like,
he looks like a friend of ours who's in prison.
He probably beats and rapes women.
He looks like a friend of ours who's in prison for beating women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, disturbingly looks like him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's him in a serious role, trying to play a 1930s filmmaker, like, kind of sleazy adventure man filmmaker. Yeah. I'm like, you're fat, dumpy, slapsticky Jack Black.
Yeah.
You can't do this role. And to base a special effects master fucking epic around you is a baffling decision.
Yeah, I don't get that.
And then the movie sucked. The CG was bad on everything but Kong. Kong looked great, but all the other dinosaurs looked fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So fuck that Jack Black movie, and that's why nobody saw Skull Island. And then Skull Island is like, what if we don't do any of that? We're just going to set it during Vietnam so we have an excuse to have military guys. And then we're going to send the military to this island for... Look, because John Goodman said, I'm going to go to the island. And you do what John Goodman says. And then King Kong uppercuts a helicopter out of the sky.
Yes, it's awesome. That is the first movie I've ever watched where John C. Reilly has been in it, and he's, I've not hated him.
So good in it.
He is.
I'm not a John C. Reilly fan either.
I fucking can't stand him. I don't think he's funny.
Yeah.
He was really good in that movie.
He's great.
Like, that was a role for him.
Yeah. He plays like a whacked out World War II fighter pilot.
The fucking end of that movie, I'm just like...
Yeah. So you're going to watch King of the Monsters this week?
Oh, well, I don't know about this week, but...
You got to watch
it. Oh, no, I started watching that. And then Doria came down and was like, you're not watching it with me? I'm like, I can watch it again.
Yeah.
Because it's cool.
Yeah.
I haven't finished it, though, because that's a long movie.
It's a very long movie, but it stays pretty good all the way through.
Yeah.
And it made me love Godzilla. It made me love old Godzilla for some reason. Yeah. Cause I'm all in now on.
Also, I understand because fuck, now I can't remember his name. The three headed one.
Ghidorah.
That's right. I was like, oh yeah, I remember him. And I fucking look at it, like, oh yeah, Ghidorah.
Yeah, King Ghidorah, right? It's like, I never had any real reference for these movies, but then I see them pop up in this and I'm like, oh, that's the thing from this, right. From the old movies I never cared about.
So dumb.
But it works. Like, that movie.
Because they're cool.
Yeah.
It turns out giant fucking monsters are awesome.
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's not go that far. Sometimes they're not awesome.
Let me tell you. So I just went all in on it. I'm just a Godzilla fan now.
Yeah.
I started buying Godzilla toys. Pop Culture Exchange. It's a great little statue, a great little figure. And then I went on Amazon and they've got this thing called, it's really hard to find the movies on Blu-ray or on DVD. It's really hard to find the movies.
Yeah.
But they have the Showa era collection out, which is every movie. It's the first 15 movies from 1954 to 1975 in this one giant, it looks like a coffee table book that all the discs are into. And it's only like $130.
Only?
For 15 movies?
I mean, yeah.
It's less than $10 a movie.
Sure.
And 12 of them are good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So you're paying a little more
a little more than $10
so like
12, a movie.
$12 a movie.
There you go.
But I've watched all of them except I'm halfway through the original King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah.
Which is the second worst of them, I think.
Okay.
The worst of them is Son of God. Well, no, the worst of them is one I will never watch called All Monsters Attack or some shit like that. That's a dream.
Hmm.
The whole movie is a little kid dreaming about being Godzilla to beat up his bullies. And then at the end, he beats up his bullies.
Okay.
I won't watch that one. It looks terrible, and it stars mostly Son of Godzilla. And Son of Godzilla in those old movies is the worst looking monster.
So, here's a cool thing.
But the rest of them are
great. You know how I do stereo equipment?
Yeah.
I recently picked up an amplifier. It's called Ampzilla.
Yeah.
And they had other variations of it.
Yeah.
They had Son of Ampzilla.
Of course.
Grandson of Ampzilla.
Yep.
So now I'm wondering, was Phaedra a Godzilla monster?
Phaedra?
Phaedra.
How's it spelled?
T-H-A-E-D-R-A.
T-H?
A-E-D-R-A.
Does T-H-A-E have any significance to an amp? Because it might just be a combination, like Ampzilla is Godzilla. It might be something combined with Ghidra. Because Ghidra used to be G-I-D-R-A-H in the original American release before they changed it all the way to Ghidorah. So it's probably a play on that, would be my guess.
Yeah, it doesn't seem any. Yeah, it might be. I should try to figure out what the...
What the prefix is.
Yeah.
But I fucking have really enjoyed watching large men in rubber and giant rubber suits punch each other. Let me tell you.
Right.
It's been a good time. I don't even care. They're fucking great. So I need you to do me a favor because you thrift a lot.
Yeah.
If you see any of the newer movies, like by newer, I mean anything from 1985 to 2005 on Blu-ray.
Okay.
Grab them.
Okay.
Because some of them are hard to find. Some of them don't exist anymore.
Okay.
Especially if you see one that says Godzilla versus Biollante, that fucker's worth like $100. So if you see it for like less than 20, grab it.
Okay. I'll sell it to you for 40.
I would probably pay it at this point because I want to see that one because one doesn't exist fucking anywhere.
I could ask, I'll ask my coworker, Tim. He has an extensive movie collection. All I can see if he has any of that shit.
All right.
Okay. Those are good movies. I'm pretty stoked.
The new ones are great.
Pretty stoked for the Kong vs. Godzilla.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Should be a good time.
Should be a real good time.
And so leading off all that, I played the fucking Godzilla board game I bought last night.
Yeah.
And it is super duper fun. Very easy to learn. Like on the surface, all the rules are pretty basic. You get four cards at the start of your round.
Mm-hmm.
You have energy on your thing. You blow up. You throw shit at buildings to get energy. You use energy to play cards. That's it. But like, there's such a depth of strategy to whether you're going to use a card to throw a vehicle at a building or to do its attack.
Okay.
It's great. It was a ton of fun. April whooped our asses. Like,
nice.
She played King Ghidorah. I was Godzilla. Ben was Megalon. And Mimsy was Mothra. And King Ghidorah won handily.
Okay.
It's a fun game.
Nice.
Ghidorah has, like, everybody has, like, a gimmick. Like, Mothra can't blow up buildings. It gets its energy other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Ghidorah, like, can play cards that charge up its heads. And then once all three of its heads are charged, it can play a barrage card that does like twice as much damage as normal.
Hmm.
And it's fucking savage.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Sounds pretty cool.
Also, Godzilla in general is apparently just a lot of fun. So.
Okay.
That's all. I'll stop talking about Godzilla this week.
Okay. What else you got?
Oh, I guess you backed me into a corner here. Did I talk about Super Mario? Did I talk about that Super Mario game I've been playing last week? Yeah, I think I had beaten it just before the show last week.
Was it just
No, it's great.
What, Super Mario 3D World?
Super Mario 3D World sucks.
Oh, okay.
But what? It comes with an add-on called Bowser's Fury.
Oh.
That is the best thing since Odyssey.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, Super Mario 3D World was garbage.
It's kind of all the mechanics from 3D World and all the assets, but turned into this open world. So you're like on this lake with a series of islands, and each one of the islands is basically a Mario 64 level, but it's all completely open world, so you can just run around doing whatever the fuck you want in whatever order you want, and if you fall off of the fucking top of this platforming thing, you just like, ah, fuck it, hit the water and swim over to a different island and try something different.
Hmm. Interesting.
So it's kind of like a combination of it feels kind of like the larger levels of Odyssey in a way, but okay. Like, imagine if instead of being one large level, it's like one big open area with a bunch of small little fucking levels spread throughout it, but with no loads or anything. It's all just one big, it's like an open world Mario. It's fucking cool.
Interesting.
And then the whole time there's just this giant kaiju Bowser in the middle who every like 15 minutes jumps up and starts blowing shit up and ruining things. Cool. It's great.
Here's an interesting thing. So there's a news post. There was a doctor appears in court while performing surgery.
That's a good time to appear in court.
Yeah.
I mean,
over like a traffic violation.
He's got nothing better going on right then.
He decided to perform surgery on somebody and get on a Zoom call for a court date.
That seems retarded.
It does.
I'd be pissed off if I was the patient.
It is. Well, and the judge was like, I don't think that's appropriate.
I'd have found summarily against him for that bullshit.
And then I see, some guy responds, the cops and judges sometimes don't understand other people have jobs too. The fact that you have to take time off work and out of your day to prove your innocence on something as simple as a traffic violation is absurd. I was like, I mean, if you're getting so many traffic violations that it's a detriment to your job, you're the problem, not the system.
Right.
Also, if your judgment is to fucking do surgery
when you have a court date,
you probably are guilty.
You're probably at least fucking
or too retarded to not get a ticket.
Yeah, your fucking judgment is clearly in question, which questions like maybe you shouldn't be driving if this is the.
That's the other thing, man.
What if you're doing surgery while you're driving, you fucking idiot?
I drive a lot.
Yeah.
You know how many times I've been pulled over in the last fucking 10 years? Once. One fucking time in the last 10 years, and I've clocked hundreds of thousands of miles.
I can't even remember the last time I was pulled over, but...
And the reason I was pulled over was because I was leaving Chuck's late at night one night, and I'm driving down 120th, north on 120th.
Yeah.
And after you pass Blondo, there's like this fucking just random turn lane that pops out to get into a neighborhood and then goes back.
Yeah.
And instead of moving out of the way for the turn, I just kind of cut through it because...
Because fuck it.
It's 2 in the fucking morning.
Yeah.
I got pulled over. And then the guy gave me, like, the field sobriety test and...
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing out?
Like, drinking and heroin? I was burying a hooker?
I'm driving home. That's the one thing I never got when they're like, oh, so what are you doing out this late? None of your fucking business.
Yeah.
It's not illegal to be out at night, dickhead.
Like, breaking and entering?
What the fuck?
Breaking and
entering.
Okay, so it's been 10 years since you've been pulled over. You drive safe pretty much 100% of the time, going the speed limit, using your turn signal indicators, doing all your shit. And yet, are you like me? Every time a cop car is like within a 2-mile radius of you, you fucking tense up and get super nervous about it anyway.
Not really. I used to, but I realize most cops don't give a fuck.
Especially,
You know what a big part of it is? It's what you fucking drive.
Yeah.
If you're driving some wacky sports car, they're going to be more likely to fucking pull you over because you're more likely to be doing stupid shit.
It's also probably a lot the color of the driver, but...
No.
Mm.
In certain areas, sure. But I don't think it's... I mean, I get what you're saying. I get what you're getting at there. But like... They honestly more look for certain types of cars, which honestly are types of cars those people
when
drive.
My When my parents first moved into their house in Bellevue, like they'd only been living there for like a year or two, my my stepmom's brother and his best friend, who was this like big fucking 300-pound black dude, he was fucking awesome. Passed away years ago. It's too bad. He was a fucking really, he was a solid dude.
Yeah.
But they're just hanging out on my parents' front porch till like, I don't know, midnight, 1 a.m., just hanging out and drinking. Somebody called the police because there was a black guy in Bellevue.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Oh my God, you have a Godzilla like painting over there.
That's the DVD collection.
Oh, is that? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
that
cool.
Massive ass book. That
is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's annoying that like movie collections come like that, but also kind
of
cool.
I didn't realize just how big it was. I ordered like one of those like display stands like they have up at Half Price of books, so I can stand it in that. So it'll actually not just be leaning on the wall and it'll look nice as a little display piece. So that should be in the next couple days.
Nice. Very nice.
But yeah, it's dope, isn't it? Like it's got a bunch of art and fucking information and shit in there. It's like a combination coffee table book / DVD collection. I got a news for you, Colin.
Okay.
Here's a good one. You're familiar with the group QAnon.
I don't think I've ever heard of them.
Oh, well, let me tell you what they aren't so sure of.
Okay.
This is the headline. I love this. QAnon isn't so sure Trump will magically become president again on March 4th.
No shit, Sherlock.
They're having some doubts about that one. They've been pretty sure about it up until recently. They're starting to think that, oh, shit. Maybe he's not going to somehow transport back into office. Fucking dolts.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing as the people like, this is how Hillary could still win the presidency
for
like 2.5 years.
Dude, those were so much fucking fun.
Oh,
Hillary still has a road to the presidency.
No, she doesn't.
The Hillary people and the QAnon people are the same people. They just don't want you to know it.
So I don't know if you saw any of the Republican CPAC.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's a convention for Republicans. It's pretty dumb.
It's like Republicomicon.
Have you ever seen this white supremacist symbol?
No.
That thing? Apparently it's a symbol that it's old runic symbol that white supremacists recently have been like, we're going to start using that instead of a swastika.
Okay. News to me, but sure.
You want to see the stage?
None of my white supremacist friends have told me about this.
Oh, I know. I was the same way. That's the stage for the fucking CPAC conference.
Oh, well, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Wow. And I'm like, so did somebody, like somebody had to have clearly made that design choice, probably maybe as a troll or something. And I'm like, did somebody notice it and go, ooh, maybe we shouldn't do that? And then somebody else was like, yeah, but my rights, you can't take my rights away.
My guess is that nobody noticed or had any idea because nobody has heard about that symbol but you.
I've never heard of it either.
Right.
But apparently a lot of people have. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I just don't hang out in the right white supremacist groups.
Yeah. We need to find better white supremacists. We need to find cutting edge white supremacists.
Yeah.
We need to stop hanging out with all these guys who are still wearing
I think it'd just be funnier if you had Pepe throwing up a OK symbol on the stage.
That would be better. Yeah.
Troll.
What if the stage was just a Pepe?
I thought I saw this.
Space movie 1992, and I don't get it.
Look it up. Look up space movie 1992.
All right.
It's a picture of a...
space movie.
A black girl with real wide eyes, and it just says,
oh,
just Googled space movie 1992, and excuse me?
I remember this movie.
I do too. Chuck made me watch it.
I'm definitely not saying this movie on my podcast.
Nope.
But if you don't do this at work...
Nope.
But if you have no children or work or anybody, if they're alone in a room, Google space movie 1992 and you're in for a treat.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, you made me watch it.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Yeah, because Chuck made me watch it.
It's awful.
It's fucking bizarre as shit.
I don't understand why it exists.
This
isn't going to make a lot of sense to you people unless you Google that, because I can't say any part of the name out loud.
From outer space. Yes, you can.
From outer space. From outer space.
As it was fucking written and directed by a couple of Dutch guys. So like
It's let's say it rhymes with Ray.
Don't.
And
just
the
stop.
Second word, I'm not even going to try. From outer space.
And there's no word to rhyme with it.
There's no word to rhyme with it. You can't rhyme that second word. You can't even imply that second word from outer space. And they control their spaceship with a giant asshole that they all put their fist in.
That part's pretty funny. Because they call it the chocolate starfish. It's so dumb. It's like 26 minutes.
Yeah.
It's fucking awful.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, it is very bizarre.
It's fucking bizarre.
Yeah, because I saw that meme and I'm just like, I don't remember, other than the name, I don't really remember that movie being super offensive. Like, it's not racist.
No, well,
it's a blaxploitation movie.
Yeah.
But like, it's a bunch of gay dudes who come from another planet trying to escape women, and they come to Earth and they're trying to delete all the women because they want a gay utopia.
Oh. I don't remember that much of it.
Well, I didn't either, but I had to look up the synopsis, and I remember that.
I just remember them putting their fists into the asshole to fly the spaceship.
Yes. The main character's name is Arm and Ass.
God damn. So that's a movie that exists and I've seen for some reason.
God damn it. Nope. I was like, am I going to title this episode Space Movie 1992?
Please don't. Or do? Yeah. Please do.
Okay.
I mean, what are you going to do? We don't know. We didn't make that movie. We were just, it was hoisted upon. We were assaulted by that movie.
There was another space movie that year, I'm sure. Space Jam came out then, right? No, that was later.
That was later. I'm sure there was...
Maybe the first Contact movie? No, that was later.
That was later.
Shit. I don't know.
Sci-fi was dominated by TV at the time, so I don't fucking know. Let me see if I have any. Let me see what I have in my notes. See if I have anything else. I think I've talked about all my notes. I don't know if I have any other news other than, you know, Q being shocked that Trump isn't going to be president.
QAnon people are stupid.
QAnon people are stupid.
How about this? Thinking no one should ever be bombed is an inherently pro-fascist position.
I mean, yeah.
Hi, Biden bombed Iranian militants in Syria that have killed civilians. If you're incapable of telling the truth about the airstrike and its targets, please refrain from commentary. And somebody replies that, I don't think people should be bombed, but I'm built different, I guess.
I don't know about you, Colin, but I know one thing. War for oil. I've always said it. I'll always say it.
I don't get it. It's not even, it's like...
If Grandpa Biden says war for oil, Colin, we war for oil.
Yeah. I saw this thing, so somebody was talking. There was some stupid thing where these two fucking children who work in our government, one of them put a trans flag outside their door to troll the fucking conservative across the hall.
Okay.
And the conservative across the hall put up a sign that said there are two genders.
Absolutely. Why
and
not?
Everybody was upset and angry and blah, 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 blue. And then Facebook took down the video, or Twitter took down the videos of, because they both did it and recorded themselves doing it. Because look at us.
Got them.
I'm like, fuck. Aren't you supposed to be writing legislation or voting on shit or reading something? Grow the fuck up.
Not when I can have...
This isn't your fucking job.
Well...
100% not either of their fucking jobs.
I disagree, Colin. If I learned anything from episode last week, it's that putting bills in for, like, you know, universal health care definitely isn't their job. Their job is to put shit
Twitter. They have to fucking put shit on Twitter. You're right. Never mind.
So this is their job. Doing things isn't their job. Signaling about what you believe is their job now instead of actually doing the thing.
But anyway, so
they're both useless.
Then I saw this guy. He posted.
It's dumb.
He posted, conservatives have successfully weaponized the rules to attach good people. He meant attack.
Yeah.
But he said attach because he's a retard.
Yeah.
And I said, you can weaponize English and write something that makes sense. But like,
I'm like, really? That's you. That's the reality you fucking think you're living in. It's that it's conservatives fucking making weaponizing these rules.
Yeah,
because it's definitely not them.
I mean,
they're using the fucking, you know, the things that the fucking progressives have set up.
Right.
You know, with cancel culture and whatnot.
You can't use their shit against them, Colin. That's the rules.
What the fuck?
If I've learned anything,
like there's just no basis in reality of what if I've learned anything
from politics for the past 20 years, it's that you can't use my standards against me. Whether no matter who I am, if my standards are homosexuality is a sin and I'm caught fucking some dude in a bathroom, you can't use those standards against me. If I'm fucking Rush Limbaugh and spend the first 40 years of my career shitting on drug addicts and fucking addiction and fucking criminals and calling anybody who would use a drug a scumbag, and then suddenly my massive painkiller addiction is revealed, you can't use that against me, Colin.
Right.
You can't use my weapons against me. That's not how it works.
Yeah, but painkillers are different.
They're delicious.
They're different.
Are they?
Technically,
they're just opioids.
They are.
I mean, they're just heroin,
but you know,
in a different form.
Doctors say they're okay, so.
Oh, well.
It's different.
Shit.
Right?
I take it back. Let's go get some heroin.
So I got a couple of things. There's an article. Airstrikes in Syria killed 22 in Joe Biden's first military act as president.
Yeah.
And then there's a post from April 6, 2017 from Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary. Also, what is the legal authority for strikes? Assad is a brutal dictator, but Syria is a sovereign country.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, it's so weird. It's like, it's not transparent at all.
No.
Or totally trans. I don't know.
War for oil, Colin. I don't know why I don't know why we're still talking about war for oil. Colin. Don't question the party, comrade. War for oil.
Here's a nice Twitter post. I value animal life over white humans, but people of color and animals are the same level of valuable. Her name is @DAOLEO.
You cannot name this space movie 1992 after reading that tweet out loud.
What can I name it?
Anything else. Anything else. You cannot have both of those things in the same podcast. Holy shit. Holy shit.
Yeah. That's white woke culture right there, buddy.
That's anti-racism. That's what they call anti-racism.
What?
It's not enough to not be racist. You have to be anti-racist.
Oh, that's right.
And that's what anti-racism means. It means extreme fucking racism.
So it means they think that black people are like animals.
I didn't say it.
I didn't either.
She did.
She did. So last weekend there was a fight.
Disgusting.
There was a UFC fight. This guy Derek Lewis.
Yeah.
He's pretty famous for his post-fight interviews.
Yeah.
He's the one who Joe Rogan was like, why'd you take your pants off? And he's like, my balls was hot. He's just fucking funny. Like, yeah. He reminds me of, do you remember Braxton at First Data, big black dude?
Yeah, I didn't know him real well because I only worked down there for 6 months and was basically asleep on my feet at that job the whole fucking time.
Anyway, reminds me a lot of him. Just real fucking silly. Every time you talk to him, he's just fucking funny and like real jovial. Good dude. Well, he fought a dude named Curtis Blaydes. He was a really fucking heavy underdog for I don't know what reason.
Is this the fight we talked about a couple weeks ago?
This just happened last weekend, last Saturday. And anyway, so he won. The Curtis Blaydes guy went for a fucking double leg takedown. He just caught him with an uppercut.
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
But we didn't talk about this part.
Okay.
He posts on Twitter, waiting for Black History Month to be over so I can make fun of Curtis for talking shit the night before the fight.
God damn.
That dude is fucking funny as shit.
All right.
We definitely read the thing about the Nebraska state troopers' argument against Merrill. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
They don't want to have to retrain their dogs.
Yes.
As if they train their dogs to do anything but respond to their commands, so they have an excuse. So they have fucking, what you call that? Probable cause.
Oh, I saw this too. You know Chunk Uger, right?
Yeah. Yes.
What? That's not his name? That's not how you pronounce it?
I think that is actually how you pronounce it. Chunk Uger. It's just funny.
So, at Joe Biden bombs Syria and kills the minimum wage hike, confirming every fear progressives had. Soon they'll renege on getting $2,000 checks to everyone in the middle class by limiting who gets it to appease their donors. The establishment is back and it absolutely sucks. No fucking shit. Dope. You fucking dipshit.
What a shock.
Like, you thought that maybe it would be different if you voted for this fucking guy?
Yeah. Well,
I love that they're getting exactly the same thing they fucking hated with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a couple of things that they like, but it's in effect the same plus war.
Yeah, but what does he tweet? That's what matters. If we haven't learned anything over the last
things about fucking...
It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you push forward a bill... To fucking, it's for universal health care.
Fucking insanity.
It matters what you tweet.
Yeah. Words matter.
And Donald
Trump
tweets horrible things.
I saw this and I thought I'd show it to you, and it doesn't matter because it's not on the show. It's a pork tenderloin somewhere in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Why aren't we driving right now to Cedar Rapids, Iowa?
Because pork tenderloin sandwiches are kind of garbage.
Colin?
I've had a number of them.
There's this bar down on 72nd and Q called 72 Table and Tap.
Okay.
They have a pork tenderloin sandwich that is breaded with crushed goldfish.
Ew.
The entire menu is designed by a toddler. They have a hamburger called the chili, like the four chili burger. It's a hamburger with chili, and the bun is a cinnamon roll with cream cheese icing.
Okay.
That's like everything on the menu is shit like that. Like,
that's disgusting.
What if you let a toddler make a fucking delicious menu? It's not. It's delicious.
Goldfish are gross.
But they're the snack that smiles
no,
back.
No, they're horrible. Goldfish and Cheez-Its are fucking terrible. And the only thing they do is dry your mouth out. They have minimal flavor.
So next week I'm starting a new podcast with a new co-host.
Yeah, well.
It'll be mostly about wrestling.
That's fine. You guys can fucking make out
and how
nasty
good, delicious
Cheez-Its
goldfish
and goldfish
is.
Together. Gross.
You just gave me the shit that was literally made out of ashes and cheese.
That was delicious.
It was delicious, like
again,
goldfish.
Again, there's levels to it, Trevor.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to fucking make something that's going to dry my mouth out like the Sahara Desert, at least make it taste good and worth it.
All right. I'll eat more fucking...
Yeah,
I'll exactly. eat more pineapples.
Okay.
Makes your cum taste better. I want to read an email. Okay. The email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Mimsy wrote in for us since nobody wrote in last week. She took it upon herself. I bet.
Thanks, Mimsy.
I bet this whole email is going to be about my mouse clicks. And I'm sorry. I'm really
it probably
am sorry.
Isn't because you're the only one that heard it.
No, she told me. I asked her if she listened to the episode last week because I was really proud of the episode last week. I'm like, oh, Mimsy's going to really enjoy this episode because we were basically cucks last week. We were so fucking left wing. Like, I went out and got married, and then somebody fucked my wife just so I could make that episode last week.
Jesus. Yeah.
Mimsy says, hello. So you were all worried about sound mixing and eating yogurt, yet all I could hear the last episode was clicking. God damn it. What the heck were you clicking on the whole episode? Porn? Also, like, just clicking around trying to find things to talk about, stories and shit.
Yeah.
Also... I wasn't even looking at the monitor. I just fucking click on websites inherently. If there's a fucking computer in front of me, it's just like
nervous tick.
It's just a nervous tick to click around the internet. I'm sorry. Like, what did you even talk about? All I caught. What did you even talk about? Sorry, I think this is a typo because it just says, like, what did you even talk about, Amy? I caught something about Godzilla, but. All you hear was click, 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 click. You're welcome for this assessment. First of all, you could hear all of our talking just fine.
Thanks for ruining the podcast, Trevor.
You could just ignore the clicking.
We finally have something. We finally captured lightning in a bottle and you ruined it with the mouse clicks.
It wasn't even, like, it was bad. Like, it was annoying because I listened to it and I was like, oh, that's annoying. But it didn't make it unlistenable. You could still clearly fucking hear all the words.
She got confused even just writing, responding about it. I'm just saying.
Man, this daily snow we've had this week has been something else. How about the 3 feet we got this weekend, huh? You're the one who said it was going to snow 3 feet this weekend, you lying liar from Liar Town. So I've been fucking with her because I was bitching on my on Discord one day about how it's been snowing every day for like a month, like a week or so ago. She's like, it hasn't even snowed today. And then it started snowing that day. Mm-hmm. So every time it snows, I've been like, oh, good thing it's done snowing. And then it hasn't snowed all week, so she's giving me shit back.
Okay.
I'm sorry about the mouse clicks. I fucking thought, like, all of the praise we were heaping on AOC and shitting on Ted Cruz would have, like, propelled us past the mouse clicks. And you'd have been like, all right, these guys are finally on the right side of history. We didn't say anything racist last week.
Turns out we're still idiots.
So this week, Space Movie 1992.
Didn't say anything